Hey, Lisa and Tim, for your drive home at about 14 past five, Wednesday Arv, and inside the next 15 or so, we'll give you the chance to play The Switch. Well, of course, you need to register for your chance to share in 10 grand's worth of gear.
Yes, and you can still do that at mix.com.au.
Well, we've all been drawn in and probably some of us shocked in recent days by the case of baby Gammy, one of two children born to a surrogate mother in Thailand. The biological parents, of course, from South Bunbury, and have been all over the news this week, accused of returning to WA with one fully healthy kid, leaving poor baby Gammy, who has Down syndrome and heart problems, over there with the birth mother. Now, we can't go too deeply into what is a complicated case and the legalities surrounding that in particular, but we can find out a bit more about surrogacy deals in general and how they work for West Aussies and other people in Australia. And to tell us more, Milos Shupliglov, a partner at DS Family Law and a surrogacy law expert. Thank you so much for your time, Milos.
You're welcome.
Milos, one thing that this case has highlighted for us is how little we understand about surrogacy and how interesting it is. Well, just what is the kind of surrogacy deal that they were doing in Thailand?
Okay, so as I understand it, particular in that case is the fact that the mother was paid some money, obviously, under a commercial surrogacy arrangement to carry a child on behalf of the couple that was in Bunbury. And in Western Australia, of course, there was an act called the Surrogacy Act, which was introduced in 2008, and it's quite different in Western Australia than it is to other international countries.
Okay.
Is surrogacy always a case of, and to just strip it right back, is it always a case of she is carrying the biological child of the parent she's carrying them for, like his sperm and her egg?
Usually, yes.
Yes.
But it can be occasions where they, of course, use somebody
one
else's
or the
egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here in Western Australia, what's the current legal standing on surrogacy?
So we have what they call an altruistic surrogacy regime, okay, as opposed to a commercial one.
And so that's not paid, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And people who are unable to conceive or are able to conceive a child, but it's likely that it might be a risk to the mother, mm-hmm, or the baby's health, mm-hmm, those people are eligible. Who is eligible comes down to a person and or a couple. The person would be a single woman who obviously has had difficulty having a child, and they must be 25 years of age or older. And in respect of a couple, they can only be a couple that is two people of opposite sex who are in the same situation.
Right.
As someone who deals with this, Milos, in a legal way, how common is it in Western Australia for people to set up some kind of surrogacy arrangement?
Look, it's not that common because, obviously, a lot of people try the IVF route, and mm-hmm, that can be quite expensive, and it can be quite heartbreaking for a lot of couples. However, mm-hmm, with respect to surrogacy, whilst it's not common, we do have quite a regulated regime in the state, and so the reason why a lot of people don't know about it, I would suggest, is probably because it's not something that, you know, people talk about
on
a daily basis.
No, it's a private thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it does also bring to bear the whole debate about whether we should have commercial surrogacy arrangements introduced in Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem here is each state has its own state legislation with respect to surrogacy.
Yeah.
So people are turning to overseas to enter into these arrangements. And, of course, the regulation in a place like Thailand or India, yeah, is extremely problematic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do love the point you make, though, about maybe we should be looking at things back here so that people don't have to, yeah, you know, run this risk overseas.
Well, that's right. And I think that one of the main issues is the uncertainty over the parental status of the intended parents,
yep,
and the process that goes from transferring parental status from a surrogate to an intending parent.
Yes.
It does create a huge issue and a bit of a minefield,
yes,
for, yep, the acknowledgement of these couples who desperately want a child and might, yep, have issues down the future as to whether they're the legal parents of a child of this arrangement or otherwise.
Well, this is the first thing we thought. It would be a shame if this case, you know, ruined it for everyone,
yeah,
as they say.
It does raise some issues, and,
yeah,
I heard our Prime Minister this morning on the, yeah, television saying that the Federal Parliament's reluctant to do anything at the moment, but, mm, I think that there may come a time where they might legislate federally, and it would make things a lot better, a bit easier,
the
process more transparent.
It's a complicated issue, and it's going to be a while, isn't it, that we'll probably be hearing about baby Gammy for a little while yet, won't we?
Yes, I believe so, and again, I say that the story does illustrate the need for a better regime,
yeah,
in,
yep,
Australia,
yep,
and would provide provide protection for people in such a situation.
Well, thank you for making giving us some clarity on it.
My pleasure.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Milos Shupla-Glove is from DS Family Law and an expert on surrogacy law. Thank you so much for your time, Milos.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, we will all, with bated breath, wait to see what happens with baby Gammy in the family. And, of course, the other child, the kid that's back here in Western Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's an interesting case, this one.
Absolutely.
It keeps getting weirder.
All right. Now, whichever side your bread is buttered on, iPhone or Android,
mm-hmm.
we're going to delve into our gadget guy, Peter Blasina, a little bit later on this hour. He's got some interesting iPhone news, and we'll ask him a couple of other gadget-related questions as well. Plus, the Switch with $10,000 worth of gear to share around Perth. We continue playing that next. Lisa and Tim for the drive home.